The city of stone is being destroyed, but the lives of Lot and his family are being saved. The Malachim rush Lot and his family out of the city. Himaleit al nafshecha, run for your lives. Al tabit acharecha, don't look behind you. In fact, later in the parak we're told, Vatabet ishto me'acharav, Lot's wife indeed looked back. Vatahi netziv melach, and she became a pillar of salt. What was so wrong with looking back, and why did she turn into a pillar of salt? I think it's very easy to understand, in particular, the situation that they were in. If they're part of the city of stone, and they're being saved in order to move beyond it, it's important that they psychologically separate themselves from stone and everything that it represented. By looking back, it shows that on some level, Lot's wife is still part of stone, and she becomes a pillar of salt, which is the material we use to preserve things from their past state instead of moving one to another. Though most of us are never part of a city of stone, the concept of moving forward is a critical one for us as well. Experiences in our past, though meaningful, though nostalgic, are not about what our future is about. And it's critical that we're able to overcome the natural longings and focus on the past to look towards what life holds for us in the future. Another example of someone who did not see where they were meant to be headed was, of course, Hagar, who we spoke about last week when the Malach asked her, where are you going, coming from and where are you headed to? She only knew to answer where she was coming from and not where she was headed to, which is why ultimately she ended up back associated with Mitzrayim, marrying her son off to an Egyptian woman back to the roots she had come from. And I think this can help us understand why at the end of Parshas Toldos, when Rivka first tells Yaakov that he needs to flee from Esav, she then asks Yitzchak to tell Yaakov to go to look for a wife for himself. It's important that Yaakov should see his mission not as running from Esav, but as running to the search for a wife. So this story and the fate of Lot's wife is a good reminder for us of the need for us to focus on our future, on where we're headed to, as opposed to the past and what we're running from.